Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day with a great and significant vote in the U.S. Senate, moving forward a project that I think is profoundly important. No, I don't think that a project to try to ban police departments in general, to underfund them, I don't think that is going anywhere, nor should it, despite the fact that apparently they're serious about it in Minneapolis. How crazy is that? We will get to that. We'll also get to a question of whether or not it's appropriate to ban Hollywood's treatment of police departments. And speaking of Hollywood, there are two very controversial and fascinating offerings that we're going to be reviewing. One of them, a comedy series starring Steve Carell and John Malkovich about the latest branch of the service, which of course has been mandated by President Trump, Space Force. Is it funny? Is it entertaining? We'll give you a full frank and fearless review. We'll also be talking about a new movie called AKA Jane Roe about Norma McCorvey, the very, very controversial lead plaintiff in the Roe v. Wade Supreme Court case, which legalized abortion throughout America. 1-800-955-1776. I mentioned a Senate vote that I take particular pleasure in. And if you'll bear with me, I do need to speak about this a little bit personally, because it's personal. The Senate yesterday confirmed Michael Pack, the filmmaker, the creator of that wonderful documentary on Clarence Thomas, who now more than ever is a figure who deserves a respect and admiration from every single American, black and white, conservative and liberal, wherever you happen to be, just because of the creditable life that he has led and his contributions to the country. Michael Pack was confirmed as a new head of the United States Agency for Global Media, which actually ends up being one of the big media companies in the whole world. It's a government media company, which is meant to tell America's story to the rest of the world. And right now, with China pumping out propaganda, Russia pumping out propaganda, basically trying to use our current racial issues as a means of utterly discrediting America, there's even a piece in the Seattle Times that we will get to by a professor at a Christian university who says that the recent events have finally shown America to have been a horrible, horrible country from the very beginning. Okay, we need to counteract that. And Michael Pack, who, yes, I've worked with, we made a PBS show together, a documentary called Hollywood versus Religion. And Michael is an extremely bright, talented, thoughtful conservative. And there was very strong Democratic opposition to his nomination. President Trump fought for it. He interviewed personally and directly for Michael Pack. And he was confirmed with votes to spare, 53-38. And I think in the end, there were 9 Democrats who were embarrassed to actually vote against him because he is so qualified. He's made phenomenally fine pieces of work that have aired frequently on public broadcasting. In fact, he was a former senior executive in the television production division at the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Congratulations to Michael and Gina. And he was just on the show a couple of weeks ago talking about that Clarence Thomas documentary. It's called Created Equal. And I hope every single American sees that and will benefit from having this true American patriot in a position where he can tell America's story more effectively around the world. And it's very important when you're telling America's story to have some kind of historical context. And one of the things that has bothered me, and I really do need to talk to you about it, and talk to you about it again personally. And yes, I've known Michael Pack and worked with him for years and years, but this goes back even further. Today is the 52nd anniversary of the shooting of Robert Kennedy. He was shot on June 5th of 1968. We're now June 5th, 2020, obviously. Senator Kennedy didn't die. They were operating on him, but they knew that he was going to die because he was shot in the head. And he didn't die until actually June 6th. They finally announced that he had passed. And it's very appropriate to look at some of the falsehoods that people are hearing, and falsehoods that have been promulgated very often by people who are too young to have any meaningful memory of what 1968 was. As many of you may know, and I've written about it twice, it's in my new book, God's Hand on America. I have a very detailed, very specific description. You can also, if you're a MedHead member, I have an In Light of History podcast that describes my own experience on the night of the Robert Kennedy assassination, because I was in the hotel. I was there. I was actually close to the podium when he gave his last speech after midnight. It was a victory speech in the California primary. I had taken a leave of absence from college to work in the Kennedy campaign. And people are saying that 1968 is like right now because the nation was bitterly divided and there was violence and there were riots and there were crises in Vietnam. They had the Tet Offensive, which made it look like the North Vietnamese were winning the war. Actually, the Tet Offensive ended up being a disaster for the North Vietnamese. And the differences are so profound and really not explicable unless you get into it a little bit. The main difference is this, is 1968. It was not just a sudden explosion of riots related to one issue. We had had, by the summer of 1968, 3 years of riots and devastating riots, with literally a total of thousands of people killed. And yes, troops called out, and National Guardsmen called out. And it began, really, with the Watts riot in Los Angeles in the summer of 1965. And it had been going on and going on and going on. And also, the black leadership at the time, we had Dr. King, who was a visionary and brilliant and patriotic and God-loving and American-loving leader. I write about him in my book, God's Hand on America. But unfortunately, Dr. King had been shunted aside by radical voices and creeps and crooks who literally were advocating violence. And I thought it was meaningful that yesterday at the memorial service for George Floyd, even Al Sharpton, who is very far from a peerless leader, even Al Sharpton rejected and condemned violence. There is no group today like the Black Panthers that is talking about arming and fighting revolution in the streets. And look, I think some of the talk about defunding police departments is profoundly stupid. Some of the talk about massive reparations is stupid. But it is not violent. And it is not revolutionary in the same sense. And partially, that's because President Trump, whatever you want to say about him, is different from Lyndon Johnson. We will get to that. Where did Lyndon Johnson fail? He had visions of a great society. We'll be talking to Daniel Henninger of the Wall Street Journal, coming right up.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the Medved Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch Medved's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the Medved Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a Medhead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the Medhead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing Medhead members, we've discounted everything at the Medved History Store by 50%.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Michael Medved show, is America truly a deeply hateful nation? Hateful from the very beginning of our history? Daniel Henninger, one of the finest columnists and observers working in the United States, hit the jackpot, hit the target, really, again, yesterday with his column. I mentioned it on the air yesterday. It's called America's New Nihilism, in which he talks about why it is that all of a sudden we are embracing this narrative that America's guilt and racial failures and racial inequities, it's all been going on uninterrupted for 400 years. Daniel, welcome to the show. Daniel Henninger is on the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal, and his weekly column, Wonderland, is a must-read. You have this spot-on insight about what it is that all this talk about America's centuries-long guilt, what that is meant to obscure. What is it?
Well, it's a kind of a long story, but we'll try to compact it, Michael. Let's face it. This week, these protests are ultimately about the conditions for poor black Americans in the United States. Black Americans living in the most impoverished neighborhoods of the big cities, such as New York, Chicago, and Los Angeles. And the argument being made constantly by the mainstream media in the evening is that the root cause of their problems is systemic racism in the United States. Well, you know, I've been watching the protests. Most of those people, obviously, they're in their 20s and early 30s, were born after 1990. Back in 1965, Michael, as you know, that was the heyday of American liberalism. It was an ideology of hope. And in the midst of the civil rights revolution of that period, they passed the Great Society legislation of 1965. President Lyndon Johnson, explicitly to raise conditions of life for black Americans. And they passed a set of programs, Medicaid, food stamps, welfare, public housing, rent subsidies, and federal aid to public education. It has been 55 years since. All those programs have been up and running with money and aid directed into those neighborhoods. Year after year for 55 years, the amount spent on Medicaid in 2018 was $593 billion. And as has widely been written, the conditions of life for the poorest black Americans living in those cities that rioted after Martin Luther King was assassinated in 1968, the conditions of life are not all that much better at all. That's 55 years of public policy failure. And I think what a lot of liberals and progressives now have done as an in place of this monumental social and public policy failure have simply decided to replace it with the idea that it's all the fault of systemic racism. And I call that nihilism, Michael. I think that is asking all of us to engage in systemic forgetting all of the policy failure that has occurred over a half century. And I think it leads to nihilism, and it brings us to a point where I think a lot of us are just going to have to push back against that argument.
Oh, that is entirely correct. I'll tell you a good place to start. You probably didn't see it today. This morning there's a column by an academic, a professor at Seattle Pacific University here in Seattle. It's in the Seattle Times. Headline, United States has never been honest about how hateful it is. Well, all of this is necessary because every one of the cities with the worst scarring of violence and riots and inequality and deprivation and hopelessness, all of those cities are run by progressives. Most of those states are run by progressives, and therefore you can obscure that fact if you write sentences like these. And let me share this with you. The current realities aren't making this country more racist. Instead, they are magnifying the fact that the United States has never been honest about how hateful it is. This is the world we're living in. The coronavirus and police brutality have only fanned the flames of the division, the hypocrisy, the white supremacy and xenophobia that already existed. This is America. How is this kind of rhetoric supposed to help people overcome some of the obstacles of poverty and racism?
Well, that is exactly the right question, Michael, because I think that rhetoric is not only repellent, but is going to have precisely the opposite effect of what these people expect, though it's sometimes difficult to know exactly what they expect. But I think most Americans, contrary to this point of view, have felt that the past 50 years have been an effort at reconciliation of the races, a good faith effort, including the social welfare programs that have been supported in good faith through that period. And now with people are sitting out there and getting pummeled by activists like this and the media accusing them of being guilty of systemic racism. And honestly, Michael, I think many people just go numb. They look at this and say, well, if it's hopeless, if it's that hopeless, then it really is hopeless. There is nothing that I, as an American, are going to be able to do about that. And so they turn away. And I think these kinds of arguments, these kinds of rhetorics, this kind of system-wide accusations of racism is undermining, weakening the American people's ability to react to events like this. And that puts us in a very dangerous place. That's what I mean by nihilism.
And you're exactly right, because what it suggests is that real progress, meaningful progress, is impossible. And it denies some of the meaningful progress that has been made. I mentioned yesterday in passing, and I wanted to be very clear about this, there's a piece in your newspaper, in the Wall Street Journal, by Greg Ipp, about some of the progress that had been made. In February of this year, the percentage of black people in America who were employed full-time reached 59%. That was only 2 percentage points below what it is for white people. That's the closest to equality we had ever gotten. And then the coronavirus happened. And maybe today is the beginning of an economic and maybe even a national recovery. I strongly, strongly commend Daniel Henninger's work. We will link to it very directly at michaelmedved.com. Daniel, thank you for your contribution. When we go back, I want to talk a little bit more about the profound differences between this year and 1968. Not just the tendency to emphasize violence in 68, it's deeper than that. Coming up on the MedVed Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVed Show.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump taking a victory lap after the May jobs report far exceeded expectations of many economists.
And it's a great thing. We were very strong. We had the greatest economy in the history of our country. We had the greatest economy in the history of the world. And that strength let us get through this horrible pandemic.
2.5 million jobs were added last month, and the unemployment rate dropped to 13.3%. The president also signing a bipartisan bill aimed at giving small businesses more flexibility regarding the Paycheck Protection Program. New York City health officials are reporting no new deaths due to the coronavirus over the last 24 hours. And Wall Street is liking what they're seeing regarding the jobs numbers, as at times the Dow has been up over 1,000 points in trading on Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, there have been countless commentaries, columns, articles, statements in the media about how we are repeating one of the worst years in American history, and it was one of the worst years in American history, which was the year 1968. What was so terrible about it? The year began with what looked to be a terrible setback in Vietnam and produced some of the highest American casualty rates in Vietnam. And by the way, that got up to 400 American soldiers killed every week. More, well more than 1,000 a month. And if you look at that casualty rate, we lost 4,000 troops total in the 8 years we were in Iraq. And yeah, this is a very different situation. And aside from the Tet Offensive and the terrible news from Vietnam, there was a very profound difference in the attitudes toward the president. Now, Lyndon Johnson was very divisive, but what's fascinating about this is he had come in on a huge landslide. He won about 20% of Republican votes when he ran for his own term in 1964. Kennedy is assassinated in 63. Johnson becomes president in November of 63. And then he pushes through a civil rights bill, and he pushes through Medicare, and he pushes through a voting rights bill, and he pushes through all this great society stuff, and he's riding high. And then his broken promise about Vietnam starts turning the country against him. And basically a pattern of lying turned the country against him. The difference is that right now, and people out there who hate President Trump, And I know some of you who are listening are just appalled at President Trump and everything that he does and everything that he says and who he is. One thing you must acknowledge is there a third of Americans, a little bit more, who are genuinely enthusiastic about Donald Trump and are going to support him no matter what. The attempt to challenge Donald Trump and the Republican Party was a complete failure. Lyndon Johnson had almost no enthusiastic supporters in 1968. He was the incumbent president. Everyone assumed he'd get renominated. But he had a very serious rebellion in his own party, which Donald Trump does not have. And the president ultimately withdrew, surprised the world. At the end of March, President Johnson withdrew, said he was going to concentrate on seeking peace in Vietnam. And his vice president, his Mike Pence, if you will, took over as the Democratic nominee. But then the riots continued. And then the other aspect was the assassinations. Thank God we have been spared that horror. I was thinking about that for a moment because one of the most horrific assassinations of that period of time is one that I think most people have forgotten all about. But in 1973, there was a guy named Marcus Foster who was a wonderful, wonderful human being. He's an African-American guy who had come out to Oakland, and he was the superintendent of education, and he was actually making real progress in turning around a very troubled, heavily black school district. He was slaughtered by black radicals called the Symbionese Liberation Army. And you know why they killed him? Because he was banning drug dealers, that's how this radical group made its money, from the campus at high schools in Oakland. And the death of Marcus Foster, which was applauded by this extreme left-wing faction, later the Symbionese Liberation Army, they kidnapped Patty Hearst. This kind of craziness was part of what was going on at the time. And it's part of what, frankly, made me a conservative. Let me share something with you, which is very pertinent to what we're going through in the country right now. America loves its cops, and we are right to. And it was my experience in the Bay Area of California with police departments that actually initially inspired my love of cops. And I want to say that appreciating what they do every day. I was working briefly in advertising. I was trying to get out of working in politics, where I'd worked as a speechwriter and a campaign consultant. And I got a job with a politically linked advertising agency, and I was in charge, and I mean completely in charge, of an advertising campaign paid for by the federal government. The Law Enforcement Assistance Administration, the LEAA, had given a grant to the San Francisco, Berkeley, Oakland, and Richmond police departments to recruit more black officers. So I guess I'm the perfect person. In any event, I devised that advertising campaign. And as part of that, I produced the TV ads, I produced the radio ads. And that meant, and I wanted very much to use real African-American officers in these advertising. And I did a lot of ride-alongs. We had some actual documentary footage that we used in the ads of riding along with black officers in Oakland. And you know what? When you see some of the finest people I think I've ever met were some of those black cops. And when you see the world from a police officer's point of view, you're seeing the world from the point of view of people who have to deal with some of the worst of humanity. And I just don't mean, I don't mean just criminals, though that too, of course. But the worst of humanity, of people who are blowing their minds out with drugs, who are down and out, the domestic violence, the, I mean, basically, if you're a police officer, the people you're dealing with, your clients, are not people that you're really supposed to help. Your clients are the people you're trying to help other people by keeping them away from them and standing in the breach between some of the darkness around us, and we saw some glimpses of that, and decent life. And the overwhelming majority of people of every ethnicity want that opportunity for a decent life and a positive life. And working with those police departments, by the way, and we were very successful. It was a successful campaign. It was not a waste of government money. First of all, I was able to get all of these ads to run for free on TV stations in the Bay Area. And all the police departments got a response. They wanted to hire more black officers. And I think that, by the way, the revelation that one of the officers in the George Floyd tragedy, one of the officers in the George Floyd tragedy and crime is, in fact, African-American, is something that we have to keep in mind. So back to 1968 and that period of time, with the Great Society, the fall off between the Great Society, that government can address poverty and racism and fix it. We had a war on poverty. President Reagan said this. He was famous for it. We had a war on poverty, and poverty won. The Reagan prosperity did more to alleviate the curse of poverty than anything else that was tried in the Lyndon Johnson era. And what's going to work in the era ahead? More prosperity and free market liberation. We'll talk about it coming up on the MedVed Show. Did you know precious metals had a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694. Most of us, nearly all of us, in fact, have been spending so much more time at home recently that now is the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of our sleep with MyPillow. Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance MyPillows, roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the radio listener special page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED or call 1-800-320-6280. If you order Mike Lindell's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this amazing opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280. Or go to the radio listener's special page at MyPillow.com. Promo code MEDVED.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Michael Medved show, the idea of defunding the police, which is an official goal of the Black Lives Matter movement. There are people who've gone beyond that and talked not only about defunding the police, but basically disbanding the police department. Which brings us to our tweet of the day.
Turn the page now to the internet.
I mean, wow, what a great, smart tweet.
Change his password so he no longer has access to his Twitter feed.
Did you send the tweet?
I did not send that tweet. My system was hacked. I was pranked.
Donald Trump hasn't tweeted at us once, and I'm starting to get worried about him.
So we have a new tweet.
All right.
Can I do the honors?
Stand by. Tweet alert.
This tweet is from the most embarrassing of all members of Congress, either House or Senate. That would be Ilhan Omar of Minnesota. She was there yesterday at the memorial service, the moving memorial service for George Floyd in Minneapolis. She tweeted out today, "The Minneapolis Police Department has proven themselves beyond reform. It's time to disband them and reimagine public safety in Minneapolis." And then there's a piece in Time Incorporated, which is it's unbelievable, from a member of the Minneapolis City Council who says we must disband the police department. Okay. Here's my challenge, and I would be very glad to take a call on this if somebody has an idea. If we defund the police, if we take funds away from policing, and particularly if we disband whole police departments, how would that help the African-American community? I'm not now talking about the white community or the Asian community or even the Latino community, but speaking about specifically the African-American community. If you disband the police department, let's say you fire all those great black cops that I was talking about a moment ago, If that happens, how does the black community benefit? Who would take care of protecting families, kids, individuals in the black community from some of the bad guys who are out there, white and black, who actually have since the 1960s oppressed black people far worse than big institutions? If you talk about the number of deaths, for instance, I mean, you're talking about 7,000 black men who were killed every year in murders. And it is way, way below. It's below 0.1% of those murders are committed by police officers. It's, or killings of any kind, which is what is so incredibly bizarre. The main victims of high crime rates are precisely those neighborhoods where people are struggling to get ahead, to open up a business. Look, there are points about this that come across very clearly. The former mayor of Philadelphia, black guy, named Nutter, and I know, that people had fun with that name, but one of his proudest accomplishments was getting a supermarket placed in a really very rough, almost exclusively black neighborhood in West Philadelphia. That supermarket's been looted in the last couple of days. And they're closed because they were first closed for the pandemic, then they reopened, now they're closed again. People came in. In other words, when you are working very hard as mayor to go ahead and take care of what people call food deserts, how does it help to actually trash precisely the institution you've been trying to bring into the neighborhood? And yet you find people who basically want to say that none of it matters except for striking back against cops. And they talk about issues, well, like the fact that everybody is inherently racist and we all have to accept it, and somehow this is going to help us. Explain to me how this helps. There's on CBS, there was an author, this is clip 14, Jeremy, an author and CBS News contributor named Ibram Kendi, who basically said, you can't even deny that you're a racist, because if you do, that makes you a racist for sure. Listen.
Questions white Americans should be asking.
Well, I think many white Americans claim they believe in racial equality. And so the way you put that to the test is by asking questions about racial disparities. So why is it that unarmed black people are killed by police too many times and armed white people are simply arrested? Why is it in Minneapolis that black people are 20% of the population, but 60% of the victims of police shootings? Why is it that the black unemployment rate is twice as high as the white unemployment rate? And there's only two answers. Either there's something wrong with black people, there's something superior about white people, or racism.
Ibram, you've said that to end white privilege, You have to deal with racism first, right?
Yes, yeah. I mean, as Robin, you know, talked about, it is critical for white people, for people in general, to stop denying their racist ideas, to stop denying the ways in which policies have benefited them, to stop denying their racism, and to realize that actually the heartbeat of racism itself is denial, and the sound of that heartbeat is, I'm not racist.
Okay. In other words, if you say I'm not racist, that's the sound of the heartbeat of racism. So what exactly are we supposed to do that helps anybody? And that brings me to the Drew Brees situation. Yesterday we talked about Drew Brees, who, by the way, is by some measures in terms of total yardage and touchdown passes, the most prodigiously productive quarterback ever for the NFL. In any event, the quarterback for the New Orleans Saints had said in an interview with Yahoo, he said, I will never agree with anybody disrespecting the flag of the United States of America, or our country, and its national anthem. And the comments were deeply opposed by people who support Colin Kaepernick. So today, Drew Brees has apologized. He said, I would like to apologize to my friends, my teammates, the city of New Orleans, the black community, the NFL community, anyone I hurt with my comments yesterday. And speaking with some of you, it breaks my heart to know the pain I have caused. And then he said this, this is quote 12, trying to affirm that calling for respect for the national anthem and the flag was not meant to wound people. Listen.
I know there's not much that I can say that would make things any better right now, but I just want you to see in my eyes how sorry I am for the comments that I made yesterday. I know that it hurt many people, especially friends, teammates, former teammates, loved ones, people that I care and respect deeply. That was never my intention. I wish I would have laid out what was on my heart in regards to the George Floyd murder, Ahmaud Arbery, the years and years of social injustice, police brutality, and the need for so much reform and change in regards to legislation and so many other things to bring equality to our black communities.
Okay, the idea that perfect equality can be achieved by legislation, part of the lessons of the great society and of our immediate past, should give some perspective on that. I wish the best to Drew Brees. He seems like a good guy. And so are most Americans of every race and every ideology, which makes us the greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunityforlife.com.